I am Jeremy Lee Owens, co-founder and editor, but not owner of the Trinity Brook Estates. This is held back. It's registered with the IRS of 2012-ish, roundabout, not limited to, but within reason of these principles. Fechler's Law is now implied, as well as the Thurs Stone Rule and Law. These are governing that an individual shall be, and within arm's length law of all principles and other documentations that have been made prior, and these all editorials shall reach retroactive all the way to all recordings as well as future recordings, and never just one. And this is divine revelation through living water, a truth of all things coming together for the betterment of all people. This also implies and ratifies and gives justice to just noticeable differences of 1807 through 1887. These principles all apply within this reasons of formatting a wonderful organization, and which runs this church, the church, by the edited principles of Jeremy Lee Owens, according to, but not limited to, all applicable laws of territories and states, withholding and touched but never infringed upon. We work for a betterment of people, and this is all justified by the First Amendment, the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution, the Third Amendment of the United States Constitution, as earlier implicated, and I reverberate all these things in the name of this right here. The F.E.C. statute within corporations and the accessible hindering of formatting any relevant community action only within reason of all laws applied. These stand firm upon a stone founded by justice, and these will not falter in any, will not be blocking any options or replacing any fundamental entireties of statements made into this foundation. This is a do all you can call registration type place. We do everything we can through charities, political groups, debt collecting, surveys, organizations, registrating, job finding, home building, all non-denominational and non-profit. But there is a limit until we can get to where we're going. Once we reach this limit in height and stretch, we stand firm as one with smaller groups offset for individual uses, but these individuals must follow certain guidelines pre-placed. If any errors are found in any one person's leadership skills and understanding of principalities allotted through biblical justice law, case law, and international trade proprietorships that go against whatever is founded by Jeremy Lee Owens, member of Trinity Brook Estates, and sole editor of both Trinity Brook Estates and the Universal Passage of Truth and Salvation Tabernacle, the UPTST. This is now put in place and cannot be retrofitted for individual purposes. This is now active. At 9:13 a.m., 39% battery power on Monday, December 17th, 2018. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, forgive us, Lord, for all that Thou is, for all that Thou, we have broken. We have hurt You in such a way, and now we amend our transactions. We repent from the error in our conceiving and teaching. Our traditions have led us, not all traditions, may I add, but some traditions are commonly understood in a syncopatical and placing per work as erred. These things need to be corrected with an arm's length law applied with First Amendments and all other said and dictated works by I, Jeremy Lee Owens, and I swear under oath of these laws, I shall not lead astray. This is permanently in place and it cannot be removed. My name is this registry, all for all nations, and any surveys taken pertaining to what you want. That is verbal, nonverbal, communicative, they all are ratified and edited, removing names and places of people whom partook in surveys, helping to amend the atrocities of these standings. This is now active according to all jurisdictions, all laws of any territory touched, including the transfer of funds from one formatted institution to another formatted institution only as vindicated by my editorial. Henceforth, right now, this is it. Once we apply all said standings with the information that is given and the contacts of all things, as well as my phone number, I give now just for purpose of communication. My name is Jeremy Lee Owens. Last four of social is 3391. I have just moved to Kentucky, but I plan on moving around. Let us work and become stronger, and let us feed the hungry, help the poor, visit the sick, clothe the naked. Let us sow the seeds of fruitfulness through all remedies and ratifications of tools available by divine life and love of a founding stance for all people and all children. And let this be displayed by the unit and not be prevented by the blocking of and hindering of any or all, but not limited to just one individual's perception whenever we place all things together. This includes science, psychology, and sociology for a betterment of all people, with homeschoolings, classes, and teachings, with house visits, and corporate transference only for the charities. If you wish to register with this organization, Trinity Brook Estates, and become a member of the Universal Passage of Truth and Salvation Tabernacle, number as follows: 937-407-5146. And this also places into works many others as soon to be stated, but never limited to, but reaffirmed by the Bellatini, 435 U.S. 4788N.26. This is a stream of communications with details accounting to the transformation of the true Church of Jesus Christ by proxy of errors in life. Let us understand, and I will pick a passage, or you can too, because it's always grand and it's always blue. And we come to Luke 14:18, and I will go to, well, I'll just go there. But they all alike began to make excuses. They first said to him, "I have brought a field, and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused." And another said, this is 19, "I have brought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused." Verse 20, and another said, "I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come." Well, this is justified by freedoms of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and of family welfares. Okay, so that's justified, I believe. And then 21, so the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, "Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame." And the servant said, "Sir," this is 22, "what you command has been done, and still there is room." 23, and the master said to the servant, "Go out to the highways and the hedges, and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet." And we move to 34. Same being Luke 14, verse 34. "Salt without taste is worthless. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its taste, none shall its saltiness be restored. It is of no use either for the soil or for the manure pile. It is thrown away. He who has ears, let him hear." These things I say in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless all. I say God bless all of you. If you know now, then take a knee. Or if you're down, rise. If you're holding a crutch or sitting in a chair, stand and let it drop. But don't pick that one up and say, I know. Please. And breathe in and look. Look. And feel the power and the waves and the heat of the Lord's house, the true tabernacle of the God, the Lord and Creator, the Master of all things. It can be your mother and father, your son, your sister and brother, or whatever you want. And it has always been, always will be, the I Am. Amen. Brought together by a man way back when they turned him in and they killed him. And he shed his blood. In Jesus' name.